to be more greener in the cyberspace.
Yeah, I have to apologize because in the agenda you were probably expecting to have a presentation about registrar satisfaction measurements. But then as this is about news in the CCTLD environment, I just wanted to share with you what we have been working on in the past 12 months to reach a certain level of, let's say, sustainability in the .eu space. And I'd like to start by saying that at .eu we had already several measures in place, let's say that where you could call them environmental friendly. And then we said, why don't we structure all these efforts via a channel, a process, and this process was at our hand in a certain sense. And we decided about, as I said, 12 months ago to move forward this way. This process, or let's say scheme, is called EMAS. EMAS is an acronym, and it's the European Union Eco-Management and Audit Scheme. It's basically a management tool for companies or organizations to evaluate, report, and improve their environmental performances. The EMAS goes a bit farther than the famous ISO 14001 standards because it implies higher participation, for instance, from the employees. It implies a higher level of reporting system, and it also implies that everything that we do to achieve the objectives that we set is checked on a yearly basis by verifiers that are appointed by the local committee of the EMAS. EMAS is a scheme that was opened in 1995, and it's a scheme that was launched to certify companies that were producing mainly goods, so concrete stuff, tangible stuff, that they were following certain environmental criteria throughout the production process. This regulation, the European Union regulation, which is at the basis of the EMAS, changed in 2001 to allow organizations that do not produce any good, but basically that are in charge of services, to become EMAS certified. And therefore, since 2001, EMAS is not restricted any longer to companies that are primarily in the industrial sector. EMAS is a voluntary scheme, so you're not obliged to, let's say, go for this if you're a resident in the territory of the European Union. It's a scheme that is open to companies and organizations that are based in the territory of the European Union, as well as the European Economic Area, so it's Norway, Liechtenstein, and Iceland. And also to branches of organizations that based in those two areas that are working in third countries. There are three core elements of the EMAS, and the three core elements are performance. Everything is linked to the way you perform against the environmental standards that you have set. Credibility, because it's really a matter between you, the scheme, but also your stakeholders, and transparency. Because from the moment you start the scheme, you must have specific communication actions, and therefore you must inform all your stakeholders of your environmental activities, including, for instance, suppliers, any kind of supplier. So if I have, let's say, a supply of 100 pence every year, I must inform that supplier that I'm following this process and I make sure that eventually the supplier is also environmentally certified. EMAS is based on a policy that is set by the company or organization and actions, again, to achieve the objectives that each company is free to set. And again, it's based on the fact that you try over a 3 years period, which is the standard initial period, to continuously improve against your environmental objectives. And just to give you an idea where everything starts, basically everything starts with an environmental review, which means that you have to check what environmental legislation of the country that you are based applies against what you are doing, what you are producing, the services that you are offering. The second step is to produce an environmental policy where you set very high-level goals for the company. And the next phase is to produce objectives and actions to achieve those objectives. And just to have... So it's basically seven steps. Are they easy? No, they are not, because it's quite a lot of bureaucracy. It's quite a lot of paper to read and to produce. And it's also quite stressful at a certain point to be verified by people that are appointed by the local EMAS committee that is there to verify that what you are committed to is shared at company level, but also that is doable for the time frame you expect to achieve these objectives. And those people, they come to your company organization for a couple of days, eventually 3 days, and basically they can check anything that is related to environmental standards and anything is related to the documents that you have produced that are basically the environmental policy and the environmental declaration or statement that are two of the key documents that you have to produce when you join this kind of scheme. At the end of this process, you get a registration number. And from that moment, you are officially EMAS certified. This certification, again, lasts 3 years, and every year you are checked. Basically, we have decided to go for that because we have been looking at what we have been doing in the past and our commitment to the environment. And we also have seen that the companies that have gone for this certification, they have, let's say, increased their profile towards their stakeholders. And this is something that any company that commits to the environment should be proud of because, again, it's an added value in the marketplace. In terms of our environmental policy, we have set some sort of six high-level goals. And those high-level goals in this one-page document that we have produced are related, for instance, to the adoption of energy and water-saving measures, implementation of a plan for green corporate cars, minimization of waste, efficient use of products and materials, reduction of the carbon footprint, as the internet industry is an industry that likes to travel a lot, and that is also an element you have to take into account when checking what you're doing against the environmental legislation that applies to your activities. And internal and external communication about our environmental goals. At the end of this exercise, which is to draft this environmental policy, we moved the following step, and the following step was to set several objectives and actions to achieve those objectives. And always thinking that it's a voluntary scheme, so it's up to you to set concrete and measurable actions, and at the same time it's up to you to review those actions regularly over the 3 years' time and make sure that if those actions, they are not contributing to achieve the objectives, there are corrective measures that are taken up, and you share those corrective measures with the EMAS committee verifiers and, of course, with all your stakeholders. So just to get into the objectives that we have set, the first one is to increase the use of sustainable material consumption by 30%. And basically what we have done was to screen and evaluate all our suppliers. And we are talking about over 100 suppliers of different kind of goods that we use in our daily life, the registry business. And we make sure that whenever we select a supplier or we place an order purchase for new goods, The suppliers we are working with, they have again some environmental certification, or they contribute to a certain extent to the environment. And I give you one example. For instance, we publish a certain number of copies of our public .eu identity magazine, and we do it via a Swedish printer, because in Sweden there is a very specific procedure to make sure that whenever you print something, there is a sort of permit of the forest authority in Sweden that gives you this permit, because you have to pay an extra to make sure that what the paper you use is eventually compensated by the forest ministry, to make sure that there are actions to compensate the quantity of paper that you produce. So the second goal is to reduce the paper use by 10%, and one concrete action is that, for instance, we have just introduced the e-invoicing for our registrars. So basically our registrars from May onwards, they will receive the invoices via email, and therefore we just cut all the envelopes and the invoices that we were used to printing. Increase good practices to reduce the electricity use. Reduce the amount of waste produced by 6%. And in this case, we have some actions like to have some special boxes in the office close to those that have already been there for a while, to make sure that recycling waste is increased and the waste that is produced is reduced. Reduce the environmental impact of transport. Compensate 30% of the CO2 and greenhouse gases emissions. And in this case, we have, let's say, shared at management and company level a document to make sure that, for instance, whenever we travel, there is, whenever it's possible, of course, the objective to choose airlines or companies that they do compensate greenhouse emissions. And for this, you pay something extra. But again, this is a small gesture that contributes to a greener environment. Organize at least 50% of URID events with environmental criteria. And for this, we have taken on board a document that was produced by the United Nations Environmental Program, which is called the Law Environmental Impact Event Guide. And it's a quite interesting document, because it shows that by implementing very small actions, you can make sure that an event that you organize, it could be a registrar lunch, could be the participation in an ICANN meeting, could be the participation with your booth at World Austin Days, or any internet-related event, that is, again, environmental friendly. And one important aspect of being environmental friendly when you organize an event is to make sure that you leave a positive legacy to the local environment when you move out from that environment. Increase the environmental communication towards all our stakeholders. And to do this, we will have some actions, including in the new website, which we are preparing, to have a specific corner about our environmental commitment. And the last one, which is a key element in the EMAS registration process, is to make sure that all staff members and employees are equally informed and they are committed to these environmental objectives. Again, I'd like to stress the point that it was not easy, because it's quite a lot of bureaucratic work. But it's also, you have to just move to a state of mind which is, let's say, environmental structured. So some actions that for you, probably they do not, they are not relevant, but those, they are relevant to the environment. So you have to move to that direction. And at the end, we see that as really an ongoing process, because this is a process that we started. It's a 3 year initial process, and then is going to be checked and super-checked and rechecked during those 3 years to make sure that we are fully compliant with our objectives, we achieve our objectives, and eventually we go even farther against the objectives that we initially set. I think that it's something that we have done with extreme interest and pleasure. We are at the beginning of this process, because we are now about to get this famous registration number. But it's something that even a company like a registry, which is working in a cyberspace, doesn't produce any kind of good. A company that, again, you can never think that just managing domain names can have an environmental impact. But yes, we can contribute to the environment. And if you'd like to know about a bit more about the EMAS, this is the address of the European Union site, the Europa.eu site, where you can have more information about the EMAS. And we are happy to share our experience and eventually some tips and tricks to go through all the different steps that, again, it's quite a long process because we started 1 year ago. So thanks a lot, and I'm happy to answer any question.
Thank you, Giovanni, for your presentation that does not mention domain names or internet or DNSSEC in any place. But anyway, any question for Giovanni? Okay, let's say thanks, Giovanni, for this original presentation.